Time's End by B.R. Collins. This book is produced by RNIB.
RNIB, supporting blind and partially sighted people.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Time's End by B.R. Collins. Read by B.R. Collins and Mark Meadows.
2006. Chapter 1. I've had enough. There's only so long anyone can stand being shouted at, and I'm way past it. We've been arguing for 10 minutes, our voices getting louder and louder, and now I don't trust myself to speak. It's 50-50 whether I'll swear or burst into tears, and I don't want to do either. I shove past Dad out onto the landing. Dad shouts, "Where the hell are you going?" "Out. Don't you dare, young lady, I'm talking to you. Stop telling me what to do. I know you think I'm a waste of space. You don't have to keep telling me. Leave me alone." I grab my jumper off the banister and run down the stairs. "You come back here right now. I want to go out." I look over my shoulder. "I need to get out. I can't stay in this bloody house for one more second. So leave me Bibi, we have a guest coming tonight." He's talking slowly now, like I'm very, very stupid. "Look, we can talk about... I'm sorry I shouted, but I need to do the laundry now."